There were 10 miracles that happened to our fathers in Mitzrayim, and 10 miracles by the Yamsuf. What were the 10 miracles that happened to our fathers in Mitzrayim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought 10 makas on Mitzrayim, and since Klal Yisrael lived together with the Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim, these 10 makas should have affected Klal Yisrael also, but yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu miraculously saved Klal Yisrael from being affected by these makas. And what were the 10 miracles by the Yamsuf? The first miracle was by Yibaku Amayim that the water split. The second miracle was that the water became like a tent so that Klal Yisrael could enter right into it. The third miracle is that the ground of the Yama, Klal Yisrael was walking on it, became dry. It was not muddy, so Klal Yisrael can walk easily on it. The fourth miracle is that when Mitzrayim walked into the Yam, the ground that they were walking on became very muddy and very difficult to walk on. The fifth miracle is that the water gelled when Klal Yisrael was walking through it, and it gelled into small pieces like bricks, one on top of the other. The sixth miracle is that the water, when it gelled, became very hard like rocks, and the Mitzrayim hit this water that came hard like rock and were hurt by it. The seventh miracle is that the water split into 12 strips so that each Shevet can walk through its own strip. The eighth miracle is that the water, when it gelled clear like glass so that one Shevet can see right through to the other Shevet. The ninth miracle is that when they wanted to drink water, the water that they drunk was sweet. It was not salty like regular Meiyam. The tenth miracle is that after they finished drinking, the leftover water gelled up and formed into piles. As the pasuk says, Nermu Mayim Nitzvu Kimod Neid Nozum. Esther Makos, Hevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Mitzrayim v'Mitzrayim. The Esther Ayam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on the Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim 10 Makos, Tzach Hadash Ba'achav. And 10 Makos were brought on the Mitzrayim by the Yamsuf. What were these 10 Makos? The first Makos is by Yoher Et HaLaila, and Unkos explains that for Klal Yisrael it was light, but for the Mitzrayim it was very dark. The second and third maka that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on the Mitzrayim by the Yamsuf is Vayashkev Hashem Amachne Mitzrayim Ba'amud Eish V'anan. The cloud went down and made the ground very muddy and difficult to walk on, and the Amud Eish, the pillar of fire, heated up the ground and the hooves of their horses fell off. The fourth maka was Vayaseh Es Ofen Makabosav, that their wheels of their chariots fell off, and Mitzrayim fell out of their chariots. The fifth maka was Vaynageu Bikfedus. After the Mitzrayim fell off their chariots, they were not able to get up, and they had stayed right there where they fell. The sixth maka was that the Mitzrayim tried to run, and they were not able to run. As the pasuk said, "Vayomer Mitzrayim anusa mipnei Yisrael." They wanted to run, but they could not run. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped them. The seventh maka was "Vayinar Hashem es Mitzrayim," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shook them up. The eighth maka was that the ground underneath them swallowed them up. As the pasuk says, Natisa Yemincha Tivlaemo Aretz. The ninth maka was that they sunk right into the water. They were not able to swim at all. As the pasuk says, Talalu Ka'oferes B'mayim Adirim. The tenth maka was that the water spit them out onto the ground after they drowned. As the pasuk says, Vayar Yisraos Mitzrayim Meis Asfat Hayam. Asara Nisyonos Nisu Avosenu Es Hamakom Baruch Hu B'Midbar. 10 times Klal Yisrael tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Midbar, as Klal Yisrael did not have perfect bitachon and emunah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And 10 times they tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was really with them. What were these 10 times? The first time was before they went into the Yamsuf, they said, "Mibli and Kfarim b'Mitzrayim." The second time was when they got saved from the Yamsuf and they went up onto the dry land. They said to themselves that the Mitzrayim probably also got saved and came up on the other side. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that the Yam spit the Mitzrayim onto the dry land so that Klal Yisrael could see that the Mitzrayim had really drowned. The third time was in Marah that they said, Manishta. The fourth time, again, Berufidim. They complained that they did not have water. The fifth time was by the Mon, that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael not to go out and collect the Mon on Shabbos, and some of them did go out and collect the Mon. The sixth time was that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that they shouldn't leave over the month until the morning, and some people did leave over the month. The seventh time was by the Shlav, that they said, Mi achilenu basar, they complained that they wanted meat. The eighth time was in the second year, they again complained for meat, as the pasuk said, by Safsuf Hisabu Taiva. The ninth time was the Chet HaEgel. And the tenth time was by the Meraglim, that Klal Yisrael believed the Meraglim, and did not trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and did not want to go into Eretz Yisrael. And after these 10 nisyonos that Klal Yisrael tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore that this door would not go into Eretz Yisrael, only the children would go into Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, the pasuk said, "Vayinasu osiza eser pamim velo shamu bekoli," that Klai Yisrael tested me this 10 times, and they did not listen to my voice.
There were 10 miracles that occurred to our fathers in the Beit Hamikdash. Lo ipila isha me'reah basar hakodesh, and isha never miscarried from smelling the basar hakodesh that was burning on the mizbeach. As even though it oftentimes could be a sakana for a pregnant woman who smells basar, if she doesn't eat it, it's possible she can miscarry her child. And in this case, it would be impossible to feed her from the basar hakodesh. Still, a miracle happened, and the isha never miscarried for smelling the basar hakodesh. Lo isriah basar hakodesh mi'olam, the basar hakodesh never got spoiled. As custom collins could be eaten for 2 days and 1 night. And even though that's a very long time for basar not to be eaten, even so, it never got spoiled. And so too, the basar in murim that was burnt on the mizbeach never got spoiled. And sometimes they didn't burn the basar right away on the mizbeach, and sometimes they had a lot of basar that had to be burnt on the mizbeach, and instead some of the basar they put on top of the mizbeach and didn't burn it for a couple of days, even so, that basar never spoiled. A fly was never found in the Beit HaMitzvachayim. That's where they washed off the emurim that would be put on the mizbeach. They had shulchanos, shoshayas, tables made out of marbles in which they washed off the emurim. And even though there was a lot of blood and guts there, even so, there were never any flies to be found there. Below ira keri l'kohen gadol b'yom HaKippur. And the kohen gadol never saw keri in Yom HaKippur. As if the kohen gadol saw keri, he would be puzzled la'avoda, and the skan kohen gadol would have to do the avoda instead. And it never happened that he saw Kerry and Yom Kippur. Below kibu gishamim eisho akse hamaracha. The rain never extinguished the fire that was coming up from the wood of the maracha on the mizbeach. As even though the mizbeach was in an open air area, even so, the rain never extinguished the fire that rose up from the mizbeach. Below natcha haruach es amud ha'ashan. The wind never scattered the pillar of smoke that rose up from the akse hamaracha. As the smoke that rose up from the fire on the mizbeach rose up straight like a stick, and even when the wind blew, it did not scatter the smoke. A psul was never found that was possible to minchas ha'omer that was brought on the 16th day of Nisan from Seorim, from barley. And it was harvested the night before. And only a sufficient amount to the actual minchas ha'omer was harvested. They didn't harvest any extra. So therefore, if a psul was found in the minchas ha'omer, they would not have any extra Seorim to be used for a replacement. And no psul was ever found in the shtei halechem which was brought on Shavuos. As the shtei halechem had to be baked before Shavuos, you cannot bake the shtei halechem on Shavuos itself. And if a psul was found, they would not be able to bake replacement on Shavuos. And no psul was found in the lechem aponim, but the lechem aponim was put on the shulchan on Shabbos. And you cannot bake the lechem aponim on Shabbos, it had to be baked on Erev Shabbos. And if they found a psul in the lechem aponim on Shabbos, they would not be able to bake a replacement. Omdin sefufim umishtachavim revachim. When Klai Yisrael was olo l'regel, and they stood in the Azara, they stood tefufin, very crowded, as if they were floating in the air. As they were so squished together, they would be pushed up into the air. And when they bowed down to say vidoy, there was a lot of extra space. Nobody would be within 4 amas of each other. As when they did vidoy, they needed privacy, so one person would not overhear the averus of the other. And even though it was very crowded there, when they bowed down to do vidoy, they had plenty of room. A snake or a scorpion never damaged anybody in Yerushalayim, even though Yerushalayim is a warm area, and therefore there are a lot of snakes and scorpions. Even so, nobody was ever hurt by a snake or a scorpion. Nobody ever complained to his friend, "How cramped is the place where I sleep in Yerushalayim?" Even though all Klai Yisrael with Ola Rego 3 times a year, even so, nobody ever felt cramped. Everybody felt as if they had plenty of